We're in Karratha and we went down to Dampier yesterday, saw Red Dog statues everywhere. The bloke that was responsible for looking after Red Dog as his vet back in those days was Rick Fenny, and he still resides in the area. I believe you worked on the two movies as well. Rick, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day.
Tell us about Red Dog.
Oh, yeah, well, look, I was just one of quite a few people who knew him back in the day. I just happened to be his vet, and people used to bring him in, and he used to bring himself in a few times too. And, you know, I became connected. And saw a lot of him over the following years and right up to the end. I actually had to put him down in the end.
Oh, really?
Buried and all that. Wow. Yeah, so I was involved with him all the way through. So,
how did you feel as the vet? I mean, we always feel when you have to put down any animal, and I know you as a vet have to deal with that all the time, but he was a special dog.
Absolutely, and the main thing I can remember is this overwhelming sense of failure and sense of responsibility that he was the most important dog in the area.
Yeah,
he wasn't really important in the area in those days, but I had this feeling. I thought he's going to be famous across Australia, and I just lost him. I put him down on the.
Yeah.
I couldn't save him, and I felt pretty bad, but I still had the sense of. There's going to be a lot more to this. And by the time I got home, the phone was ringing saying, hey, we should put a statue up to this dog.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, I reckon. I had the same thought myself. So amazingly, that statue that you saw yesterday, we got that together in such a short time because there was no red tape in those days.
Is that right? There's quite a few red dogs in Dampier, though. I got a bit confused in the end. They're obviously using it as a great tourist attraction for the area.
Yeah, people jump on the bandwagon a bit, I suppose, but that's fair enough. He was such an icon and whatever, but that statue is so well patronised by tourists and everyone. I also put a plaque out in near Kostek where there is a Red Dog Trail that's sort of happening around here, and it's very good for tourism and business.
Good
one
on you.
Thing I would love to got to do is when they eventually seal this road between Karratha and Tom Price, or even before it's sealed, I'd love that to be called the Red Dog Highway, because that's where he's often picking up along that road.
For sure. I reckon that's a great idea. You were involved with the movies, one and two, as an advisor. Did you actually feature in the movie, and who played you?
I was just as an extra in both of them, but they edit those things pretty tightly, and I think you can see my face or my black hat in one of them, and I'm just in the background. But the guy that played me, he did me the honour of calling me up before and said, look, how do you come across? How do you talk? I want to sound a bit like you, and I said, okay, well, just mate, one thing for sure, cut out all the soppy stuff. Because people think that, vets are sort of crying and wringing their hands over things. We can't afford to be like that. I said,
no, not at all.
That'd be a matter of fact. Tell it like it is. So
sure.
He did that quite well, but he looked nothing like me. I was a pretty young guy at the time. And the bitty shorts and the long socks we used to wear in those days.
So he certainly wasn't as good looking as you, Rick. I've been told that you're one of the sex symbols up in this part of the world in those days and probably still are today. Mate, don't feel poor about Red Dog. You've lived to tell the story about his legendary status up in this part of the world, and we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story today. It's still emotional for you to talk about. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Rick Fenny there, Red Dog. What a good bloke. Obviously, he feels the passion for the dog, and you can feel that in the movies. He was advised by that.